This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Chubby Checker to get us going, right? We're stuck in our homes. Get up out of your sofa. Get up out of your chair. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am indeed Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, we thank you so very much for joining us on this Tuesday, April the 28th already. Holy cow, we only got two more days in the month, and then we're into May. So what, right? By the way, I want to tell you that I am delighted and honored to have Paul and Tracy from Good Morning Clearwater joining me for the first 15 minutes of our show today. They, of course, precede my program. They're on Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m., right, Paul?
8 to 10, yes, sir.
Yeah, and you have a terrific show, and the two of you get along so well, I would think you were married.
You know, we're together 24/7, and there's not many couples that I know that can do what we've done.
I deserve a medal.
You do. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. And go ahead. I'm sorry, Paul. You were saying before your wife interrupted you.
I was just going to say how beautiful and loving and caring.
Oh, stop.
She is.
So there you make a nice compliment. And Tracy, my goodness. Now, you've got so many nice things to say about this guy. First of all, I listen to you, and you guys get along so well. That's number one. Number two, you're very glib, Paul.
Yeah, is that good or bad?
That's good. I mean, you have the perfect personality.
Thank you, sir.
Wow.
Well,
that's a compliment.
It's enjoyable. It's so enjoyable to listen to you guys, and you're very positive. And well, I want to say that up front.
It's my
singing. When people
singing.
Listen to you.
It's his singing, yeah.
It's my singing.
Well, you have a great singing.
Yeah.
Yes. And we want to tell you that Paul used to be an opera singer, right, Paul?
That's it.
Me only in the shower, though.
That's it. And boy, I'll tell you. Placebo Domingo or whatever. He's got nothing on it.
Not Placebo Domingo.
Placebo Domingo.
Don't you know what a placebo is?
Yeah, he's fake. He's not real. He's my Placebo Domingo.
He just made him up.
Placido.
Yeah, him too.
By the way, he's still alive.
Is he really?
Yes.
Who's the real big fat guy that he's dead, though, isn't he?
Yes.
He was really good.
Pavarotti.
See, I got that name.
Luciano Pavarotti.
Yeah. Pavarotti.
That's him.
You know?
You didn't think the first part of your show would be opera.
I was thinking Parvati.
I had no idea.
I was thinking Parvati from Survivor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's hot. Yeah.
So anyway, we've got these two delightful people on this morning. They were gracious enough to come in. And I wanted to kind of, you know, I billboard my show a little bit before we go into it a little bit deeper. So I did want to mention that a little bit later, we're going to have our buddy, Andrew the Master Barber, come on. And we're going to talk a little bit with Andrew about what's going on with states that are starting to reopen. As an example, Texas and Georgia are reopening. And by the way, Attorney General Bill Barr has prosecutors eyeballing overly restrictive state and local shutdown laws. Now, I don't know what the attorney general can do if a governor decides, no, I am not going to open certain businesses right away, even though people want me to. I mean, what is the attorney general going to do on that one, right? So we're going to talk with the master barber, Andrew, about all of that. And also, how should Donald Trump respond to a reporter's question on whether or not he should step down because more people are dead from the virus than from the Vietnam War.
Oh, my God.
Now, that question came up yesterday, I believe in the Rose Garden. He finally held another briefing, right? So I'm thinking, how do you handle that one, right? Go ahead, Tracy.
Yes. You know, when you go on to like a talk show, these celebrities, they actually have to pre-approve the conversation and the questions.
Many do.
I think the media should have to turn in their questions either the day before, and then that way he knows how to answer them. Putting him on the spot. I mean, if a celebrity can say it, why can't the president say, no, I'm not just going to answer your willy-nilly questions. If you have a legitimate question, send it in, and I'll answer your question.
You know, I think that's been done before, too, with presidents.
Has it?
I believe
why doesn't
that,
he do that?
I don't want to for sure say it, but I do believe that certain presidents asked to see the questions in advance, and then he called
yes.
on certain people, and they were already aware he was going to call on them with that question.
If I was President Trump, and you ask me that question,
how would you answer it?
You're not going to like my answer, because I'm going to look at him and I'm say,
watch your language.
That is comparing apples to oranges, yeah. Number one. And if you are that naive and stupid to ask me that question,
should I step down?
Let's go back and talk about who was the president during World War I. Woodrow Wilson, okay, he's a bad guy. Let's go back in World War II. Who was the president? Oh, he was a bad guy. Vietnam War, Korea. You can't compare.
But this isn't a... This isn't a war. We didn't declare war on the world.
Yeah, I think apples and oranges is as good an answer as any. Now, we actually have a column that was written by one of the people at The Federalist, which, by the way, is a very good organization if you don't know much about it. And we're going to talk a little bit later about that. But they indeed... did have an answer. They thought that Trump was probably somewhat restrained when he answered.
Yeah.
In fact, they said he answered it with some aplomb, which is normally not a word that you associate with a response from
yes.
Donald Trump, because he's kind of like, he responds, I think, like a lot of people
emotionally
yeah. are thinking. But sometimes he will say what we are thinking, does he not?
When we elected Trump, when the people elected Donald Trump, they wanted somebody who was not a lifetime politician. That was the
somebody
whole
who spoke their mind.
A businessman, whether it was a good businessman, a bad, but they wanted somebody in there that would think outside the box to change
yeah.
the way Washington has evolved. Because Washington has evolved into a good old boy network. You've got the same senators and congressmen that get elected year after year after year, which is, to me, the biggest negative in our entire country. If a president could only be elected for two terms, a congressman should only be elected for the same two terms. Okay? But getting to the point, when we put Donald Trump in there, you got to expect him to say things off the cuff. Everything he says isn't going to be politically correct, because that was the whole reason.
He's not a politician.
He's not a politician. Now, what really gets me mad is when they would put that, Donald says stuff, all right, getting back to exactly what we're saying here with who is in control of when states open. You remember the president said, I have full control of when they open. The next day, after he talked to his people and after he realized that's maybe not the truth, he backed off from that. It's not the first time that he has blurted things out that he's had to take a step back. But the key is he's got the wherewithal and the cojones to step back. And I got to give him credit for that. Everybody that listens to our show, they know that Tracy's not a big, big, big Trump lover, but they know that I support the man.
Well, and what hurts is I find myself having to defend somebody who I really don't like. I don't like him personally. I think he's chauvinistic. I think he's rude. I think he's whatever. But people are they're just saying whatever they want to say and making up whatever they want. And it's like, guys, that's not what he said. I mean, I heard the same thing, and that's not what he said. And it pains me to defend him. But I think he's getting a raw deal. I really do.
Now, I think Tracy expresses what a lot of people think. They don't like Donald Trump's personality necessarily. They wouldn't want to be sitting down having dinner with the guy. They would get up and go, oh, my God, my head is about to explode. He is so full of himself,
yes.
right?
Yes.
But I would love it.
When it comes to what he's trying to do, they say, you know what?
I'll give him that respect.
I don't like the way he might do it, but I kind of like what he does.
Yeah.
And,
you know, I don't know if, you know, this coronavirus, might be the old big negative. You know, the economy, we were looking at the numbers earlier today. For the stock market to keep going
continuing
up,
to rise,
when there's a record number of people unemployed, and airlines are losing billions, and Ford and GM aren't making any more cars right now. How does the stock market keep going? The economy is that strong. He has built such a strong economy. He has done so much worldwide. We've never even been able to talk to South Korea or North Korea.
The other side of that coin, there is a mass number of Americans that this is going to ruin.
That's my point.
They don't have savings. They live paycheck to paycheck, and that paycheck is not coming.
And the bad thing is Trump's going to get blamed for that.
It's a yin and a yang. Yeah, okay, stock market's going up, but who does that benefit? Not you or I.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing that I look at the stock market myself. In fact, right now, if I read it right, it's just about 85 or 86 to the good.
Jeez.
And I've been worried because I've got, you know, I don't buy real estate or all of my money that I is in mutual funds.
Right.
So I do look at the stock market. By the way, it's 261. I really misread it.
Not bad.
261 to the good.
Yeah, to the good.
Right now.
For the day.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah.
So it is doing well. And I think it's, you know how the stock market is based somewhat on projected, on what's going to happen in the future.
Yep.
Right.
So apparently, overall, they're looking the way things are, and they say, you know what? We've come to grips with what we have right now, and we're dealing with it. So therefore, they've settled down, and the fear factor about the virus not quite at the level it was before.
We got to be careful, though, because that light at the end of the tunnel that they're projecting, it could be a train.
It could be a train.
It could be a train.
By the way, I saw the video that that Bimbette that asked that question.
Bimbette. I like that. The Bimbette.
And I could tell the difference between, by her body language, whether she feels that was a legitimate question or she was trying to make a statement.
Ah.
Correct.
So maybe she wasn't looking for a response. She was just trying to throw that out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh.
And all I can say is in the sports world, we must treat the athlete with respect if we want respect back.
Right.
Because, I mean, many times last year after a Bucks game, so many of my friends would say, next time you're in there, why don't you ask why that ding-dong keeps throwing to the wrong team?
Yes.
I can't go in there and ask Jameis, hey, ding-dong, why can't you throw it to your, to your own teammate?
Yeah,
what's wrong with you?
They won't let you back.
I will be.
That'll be the last question you ask.
I will be escorted out, and they will take my credential.
Yes.
Period. You're not conducting a radio show when you're in a press conference. You ask the legitimate questions.
That's right.
And that's it. And I have seen people get them revoked just because they're there just to tick off the athlete.
Right.
Wow.
And that's the last thing.
And John Lynch was one of them. And John Lynch answered every question like a professional. And this guy just kept riding him about stuff. And finally, communications came out and said, listen, you can't piss off a perennial pro bowler every year with stupid questions like that. John actually said that on his way out.
Well, and
I'm asked questions like that.
And you know, when that happens with the president, when he wants to throw somebody of the press out, he gets ridiculed.
Yeah.
He'll get ridiculed because they've been disrespectful. And he'll want to throw him out. He did. He barred. Was it CNN? He barred. But then they came back.
And they let him back.
Because they made a big stink. Oh, wow. What? Yeah. I don't know. A professional athlete can do it. A celebrity can do it. They can all screen their questions. Why can't the president?
It's a very interesting
And if
point.
He did start doing that, he would get ridiculed for it.
Can you two hang on and stay with me for the next 10, 15
sure.
minutes?
We'd
would
love
you
to.
Mind? Oh, that would be wonderful. We're going to take a break, and I'm delighted to say that I've got both Paul and Tracy Allen here with me, who are from Good Morning Clearwater, the program that precedes me. Then I got to do a real good show just to kind of keep up with them, right?
No.
So anyway, we're going to take a break, and we will be back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The best barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They've got a beautiful new facility, but you'll still get the very best haircut from the very best hair cutters, and for a great price, too. Andrew's Master Barbershop is open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza, State Road 580 and Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's your health and longevity.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Varshu.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Loses more Americans over the course of 6 weeks than died in the entirety of the Vietnam War. Does he deserve to be reelected?
So, yeah, we've lost a lot of people. But if you look at what original projections were, 2.2 million, we're probably heading to 60,000, 70,000. It's far too many. One person is too many for this.
We are back. I am delighted to have both Paul and Tracy Allen with me from Good Morning Clearwater. They were kind enough to join me. And we have been talking about, well, let's put it this way. The media just throwing questions at the president designed to make him feel and look bad. And you just heard, thanks to Big Ed, an outtake from yesterday's Rose Garden question by a woman by the name of Olivia Nuzzi. She's, by the way, she's a reporter for New York Magazine. We know it's a liberal magazine. And she claims that her question, which, by the way, was if, since 50,000 Americans have died from coronavirus, more than we lost in Vietnam, does Trump deserve to be reelected? Now, can you imagine a question like that? What is he supposed to say? Well, you know, you're right. Now that I think about it.
Let me just take my hat off.
I'm stepping down tomorrow.
I hereby announce my resignation.
Did you hear how eloquent and how great he answered that?
Yeah, I was surprised with that because she to me looks like a sacrificial lamb here. I mean, she's very pretty, blonde hair.
You think they made her ask?
Sitting way in the back, which may have caught Trump's attention. Honestly, she's like a sweet girl.
He likes women.
And then, bam.
Don't.
And
but he knows most of these reporters, you know.
You know, I think if it were a man that asked that, he probably would have fired off.
But I think so, too.
I think I held his tongue because it was a woman.
Could have been.
I was good proud point. Of the way he answered that. I thought it was great.
Because it's not normal for him to be that diplomatic sometimes. I mean, I could have seen him say, why don't you just take your purse and get the hell out of here?
Just like when Nancy Pelosi was ripping the thing up behind. He should have just turned around and said, you're really crazy, Nancy. Take that medication, Nancy. Take it.
You know why he answered that so nicely? Because he wants to be reelected.
Yeah.
Could be.
If he would have gone off on the should you be a reelected question, they might have said, maybe he shouldn't be reelected.
I think it's very important.
I think he answered that because he's looking to be reelected.
I think it's very important that you keep the election separate from the coronavirus. I think it's an important thing in his
Yes and no. I mean, they are basing his performance with the coronavirus on whether or not he should be elected.
Well, you can go back to George W. Bush. 4,000 Americans died in one day in 9/11. Shouldn't he have stepped down the next day?
There you go. Right.
People did question his ability.
Let me ask Tracy.
Uh-oh. So
get the women's perspective on this. Joe Biden is running for president, and during all of these Sunday morning programs on CNN, MSNBC, NBC Regular, et cetera, ABC. Not once was he asked about the latest sexual harassment claim that has been lodged by a former employee that worked under Joe Biden when he was a senator. Do you think there is a double standard, Tracy, when it comes to Republicans and Democrats? And let me preface it by saying that the woman that came forward, her name is Tara Reid, and she worked in the 90s for Joe Biden. She's a Democrat. So anyway, she has accused Joe Biden of basically sexually assaulting her at one point, pushing her up against the wall, et cetera.
Yeah.
But you don't hear a word about it, do you, in the mainstream media?
Well, I mean, I've heard things about it. It is being reported on. I don't know that. I mean, if it were Trump, well, he'd be murdered, absolutely castrated in the public eye.
I like but castorized,
because,
by the way.
That's, because he's...
I got to write that one down.
Because he's castorized. Joe. I don't know. I mean, I think people maybe like him a little better because he's easier going.
Well, I mean, do you think it's like him better or like him because he's the Democratic nominee? Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe they're... Well, if they address it, it makes it real.
Sexual assault is a sexual assault.
Yeah, I agree.
There is no gray area.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying...
But not one
maybe
talk show on Sunday brought up that issue with Biden himself or with
maybe
there were presidential female presidential candidates.
Maybe he screened his questions.
I was just going to say.
But Biden himself, and I should have said this up front, Biden himself was not necessarily being interviewed, but some of the female presidential, vice presidential candidates were being interviewed. And the question was not posed to any one of them.
And you think it would be with them being women.
With them being women, why was that question not posed?
Because they've screened their questions, guaranteed. And if they address it, it makes it real.
Look, you know...
And right now they're trying to throw doubt on it, that it's even real.
But don't
they're not even looking at it.
It happened in 1993. That's a long time ago.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Correct, allegedly.
That's a long time ago.
It is.
You know what, though? A lot of victims come forward.
Yeah, but you know how I feel.
But they always come forward right before they're about to get elected president. It happened to Trump. He had 50 women come out saying that he abused them.
Bill Cosby. It happened to a bunch of different people.
Well, he wasn't being elected president.
I'm just saying they come out of the woodwork. You know, this happened to me 20 years ago, and 25 years ago, this guy did
and
this.
And then another girl says, yes, he did that to me, too. Yeah.
And I just...
You know, I think it takes one to open the whole bunch sometimes. They feel that they're going to be ousted, they're going to be, you know, blacklisted, whatever. But, I mean, you don't have to go very far than to hear somebody say, when Trump is done in office, there are 19 women ready to file sexual assault against him because they can't sue him as a president. As soon as he gets out, as soon as he's done... They're going to do it. But then you don't hear anything about Biden having the same charge.
Right.
You know, that's hypocrisy at its best.
Has Trump ever had a sexual assault against him?
I don't think he's ever had a sexual assault claim. That's the difference.
Okay, she was a willing participant.
That's the difference. He's talked about things.
Oh, okay, and then
he's had relationships, but they were consensual.
They were consensual. Well,
so it was a Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, yeah.
Tracy and I are personal friends of Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. That was consensual. She looks back at it saying, I don't know why I did it, but yeah, I did it. And she's owning up to it. She's like,
I gotta ask you, how did you get to know Stormy Daniels?
I've done a lot of different magazines in my time, and I started off doing sports, and it got to be sports. I'm going, man, what else do men like? Because when I started sports, there were no Tampa Bay Rays, no, the Lightning weren't around, the Magic was just starting, USF didn't even have a football team.
The Bucks were the yucks.
I was a little bit ahead of my time doing sports, and As a matter of fact, I started right here on WTAN in the old studio working for Dave. I did the sports from 6 o'clock in the afternoon till midnight.
Were you on that storefront there?
No, I was under the bridge.
Oh, under the bridge.
No kidding. Yeah, this goes way back.
Yeah, this is a long time ago.
Let me get you a wheelchair. I didn't realize you were that old. Yeah. Go ahead.
And do it all back at the time. The only people doing sports in the area were Ted Webb, Nancy Donellan, and myself. And make a long story short, I said, what do men like to do? Well, men go to adult clubs. So I started selling ads in my sports magazine to the adult clubs. Well,
they had nowhere to advertise.
Nowhere to advertise. The paper wasn't taken. They couldn't do billboards. And all of a sudden, they started throwing me their money. Well, the sports magazine, I looked and said, okay, what do I want to do? Be Paulie the sports guy or little Paul Hefner? Well, little Paul Hefner had a whole lot of money, and that's what we started doing.
Okay.
So we started doing more and more with the adult world, and we actually met Stormy Daniels a few times. We used to bring some of the stars in town and do a big...
What year was that still that do. You met her, approximately?
10 years ago, 15 years ago.
And so she's been doing this for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, she just Facebook friended me.
Just the other day.
Yesterday, we found toilet paper. And I took a picture of me rolling the toilet paper. Really? And
she commented.
And Stormy
She wanted
commented.
To see the backside.
So we know her enough that we're Facebook friends. And yeah, she...
We went to one of her weddings.
Yeah, we went to her wedding.
More than...
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah, we were, so anyway, yeah. But
so go ahead, yeah. So, very interesting. But I got you off your point, and I apologize for that.
Yeah, No.
But they were just...
She's a real intelligent person.
Very.
My point is
she does a lot of writing, producing. Yeah. She's very intelligent.
She's still doing her act?
A little bit.
Well, all the clubs are closed.
She probably still make a good mark based on her name.
But all the clubs are closed. Yeah. So
after the Trump,
oh, that's true.
Yeah, after the Trump deal,
oh, she made
more money in the next year than any professional dancer ever made. She was booked out of a 7-day week. She was booked 5 days in a club here and a club there and a club here and a club there, and she didn't do much dancing. It was all talking.
Yeah.
You know, she'd dance
people would want to know what's going on with her, and
she actually was a speaker at one of the universities. I can't remember the name of the university.
And of course, you know, she was a guest speaker. All the shows, all the you know, Jimmy Kimmel, the shows and stuff. And so
she was a regular. Yeah. You know, she had her 15 minutes of fame, as they.
Oh yeah, but the key is she had 15 minutes of fame before that. She is one of the highest adult stars, producers,
really?
Writers.
She
won awards after awards. She's good.
So she's something. She was born in Louisiana. She was started off as a house girl and just
married
into another.
She married our editor.
Yeah, she married the editor of
the magazine. Yeah.
Is she still married to him?
No.
No. That was the
how many times has she been married? Do you know?
Two or three,
I think.
Well, you know, for somebody business, that's probably not a lot.
No. No. But you'd be surprised. About it. Be surprised how many of them are married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it has been a real pleasure to have both of you
here.
We could go on for a couple of days, I'm sure, talking about things. You're both very interesting. I hope we can do this again.
Me too. This has been great.
I love that.
I like not having to steer the boat. This has been
fun. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we can get political here. We try not to be political on the morning show as much as possible. You can't help it, though.
You cannot help it.
Yeah.
Today's world, everything is so political.
Well, I want to plug your show again. It's Good Morning Clearwater. It's on Monday through Friday. It's 8 to 10 a.m.
Yep.
It's a delightful show. I mean,
Once you
start listening to you guys, you just can't turn it off. You're great.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
When you're doing it, you kind of question, was that stupid or did that work?
You know? No, I mean the relationship between the two of you. And you can tell that you really like each other, get along, the whole bit. So, I mean,
she's okay.
Yeah,
she's
really
okay.
Fun.
I'll let her come home today. She's all right.
Well, that's good.
If he wants dinner, he'll let me come home.
I think there you go.
He's like a stray cat. He knows where the food is.
Well, thank you both so very much. It's been a real pleasure.
To the top 10 today. I always love your top 10s.
Oh, we got a good one, by the way. The top 10 worst movies. I've probably seen 8 of them.
I'm going to love this one.
Top 10 worst movies of all time. 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, nice.
0% on Rotten Tomatoes. It doesn't get any better than that.
I bet you I've seen a few of them.
One of them has got to be Ek, 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 Ek.
You're going to have to listen because I am not going to give this away.
That's cool. Funny.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Going to take our break. When we come back, hopefully, Andrew the Master Barber will give us his take on the state of current events.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now. Come on, baby, to the moon. My little baby, say.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The best barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They've got a beautiful new facility, but you'll still get the very best haircut from the very best hair cutters, and for a great price, too. Andrew's Master Barbershop is open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza, State Road 580 and Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
During these trying times, our troops need our help more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can help save the lives of our servicemen and women. So give the gift of life. Give blood. It's safe, simple, and saves lives. That's courtesy of RNC Auto and Truck Repair, your complete auto shop with quality work at prices you can afford. For a free estimate, call 727-447-3343. That's 727-447-3343 for RNC Auto and Truck Repair in Clearwater.
Tom O'Brien is on the Tantalk Radio Network. Every Monday through Friday from 4 till 5 p.m., Tom takes to the airwaves as he breaks down the day's market action. Tom combines his technical knowledge of the markets with his years of trading experience to take your calls and questions every market day from 4 to 5 p.m. Whether you're new to trading or an active day trader, don't miss out on the Tom O'Brien Show live on the Tantalk Radio Network from 4 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Tuesday morning and delighted to be here on Freedom Works. And, you know, we're starting to open up in this country again. For an example, Texas and Georgia are starting to reopen. And pretty soon, hopefully, some of the businesses here in Florida will start opening up. I think Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is talking about the possibility of May the 1st, the last I heard on that. But we've got our buddy Andrew, the Master Barber, who, by the way, he has the best barber shop in Tampa Bay. There's no doubt about it. I've been to so many over the years, and I can tell you without doubt, he gives you the best haircut. He's located, by the way, in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street in Dunedin. So when we open up again, and barbershop should be one of the first things I would hope, God help us, you got to get over there. Andrew, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. How you doing, buddy?
We're doing good. We're hanging in there, you know. And right now, there are states like Georgia and Texas and Colorado that are starting and planning to open up. Texas Governor, by the way, Greg Abbott, detailing plans yesterday to reopen the state for business. He will allow places like retail, restaurants, and movie theaters, to open up. So it's starting to open up around the country again, little by little. And Andrew, you got a barbershop. Do you think we should be opening up barbershops real soon here in Florida? What do you think?
Paul, I think we should open up everything in Florida. You know, with these other states opening up, you're going to find out that all this closing down and everything they did is going to make no difference.
None whatsoever. You don't think it's going to affect the number of people that might get the virus?
No. No, Paul, because the number of people that are going to get the virus are going to get it no matter what you're doing. Okay? This thing, to me, was nothing but a hoax. It wasn't a hoax as far as the virus is concerned. It was a virus. But as much as it's played up, I don't think we needed to shut down this country the way we did.
Okay.
Again, I believe it was just a ploy against the president to make him look bad. And you know what? They are wearing down on him.
They seem to be. Although he got back into the spirit of things yesterday, did he not? He held a Rose Garden press conference after he gave his virus briefing.
Yeah, he needs to get back to his older personality. He needs to get back the strength that he was talking with, his so-called, if people call him, wise remarks. Like I heard the woman talking earlier, I just didn't like him because he's arrogant and he's this and he's that. But you know what? If he wasn't that way, he never would have been where he was.
Well, that's a good point.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, because people that tend to be timid and shy and they're just so polite, you know where they go in life? Nowhere. Okay?
Well, he's got,
guy's got the personality to do what he's got to do.
He's got the most unique personality. And I've said this before. Donald Trump, I voted for the guy. I will vote for him again. I make no bones about that. There's a clear choice. But I don't know that I could sit down at a dinner and listen to him talk about himself over and over.
Well, I could because I talk about myself to him.
Well, I guess that would be interesting to see.
This is what I'm saying.
So in other words, the two of you won't be listening to each other. You'll be listening to yourselves.
I will be listening to each other. I'll tell him how good he is, and he's going to tell me how good I am.
Oh, I see. Okay.
People of that caliber tend to think that way, Paul, just like people that think that, well, he's this or he's that, all in all the same way, too.
Okay. So you kind of respect his over-the-top personality. It doesn't seem
to... There's no question about it.
Okay. Okay.
No question about it. That's how he got where he was.
Yeah.
He didn't get that way by being timid and shy. And
no,
passive.
That's true.
Okay,
that's
nobody
true.
Does.
So we got Joe Biden, who, you know, has been, I guess, holed up somewhere. I don't even know. I guess it's in his home. And he's running for the Democratic nomination. He still hasn't really got it, although there's nobody else running on the Democratic ticket. But what about this whole thing with this Tara Reader? This lady that claims she worked for him in 1993.
Oh, you know, I'm surprised that all the women aren't jumping up and down right now saying, you know, you got to believe the woman, just like they did with Kavanaugh.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just two different things. It's like Alyssa Milano trying to nail Kavanaugh. He's this, he's that. And when it comes to Joe Biden, well, that's different.
Well, we all know the reason.
Okay.
We know the reason.
We know the reason. It's a bunch of bull crap.
The reason is because Biden is a Democrat running for the nomination, and the Democrat, the media, which is 99% or 90% Democratic, pretty much, is rooting for him, and they're gonna cover for him. That's the reason.
Yeah, you know, Paul, the other day I lost another longtime friend. He was a Democrat, okay, and he's an older gentleman. And I did anything for this guy, and I just bypassed the way he thought was just to be good to this guy.
Uh-huh.
But the other day, I had called him up to check on him to see how he was, and he just said, can you believe that blonde da-da-da-da-da in Washington is telling people to inject with disinfectant? I just sat there for a second, tried to keep my cool, and I said, you know what? I said, you're really a moron.
Uh-oh.
I said, how can you sit there? I said, why don't you? I heard it. He said to inject. I said, you are wrong. Okay? And it's people like you that are making this country fall apart. I cannot believe you are that ignorant and that stupid to think the way you do. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm glad it came to the head because I don't want to be around him no more.
I thought you meant he lost him and that he died of the virus, so I'm kind of glad.
No, he didn't die of the virus. I just told him to hit it because of his trains of thought.
Okay.
It's ignorant, stupid people like you. They're making this country fall.
Well, I think one of the lovable things about Donald Trump is that you know when he is talking off the cuff, and people enjoy listening to him because he will give you his stream of consciousness. Like he will be, as we both know, he will be reading from a prepared text, and all of a sudden he looks up, he will embellish what he was saying, and then maybe go off and, you know, talk about a couple of other things. And it was in that spirit. It seemed to me.
That's right. What you're seeing right now is the Donald Trump we want.
Yeah. People like the way he comes across.
If he's going to keep acting the way he's acting, you know, to me, I'm losing that respect. He needs to go back to who he is. He doesn't need to pacify these people. But then again, I really believe Trump knows what goes on, that this is nothing but a scam against him, a coup against the president. To me, this was their insurance policy, and he has to go along with it right now. Even though he knows what's going on at the deep part of it, he's got to go along with it because if he didn't, it would be political suicide as far as the way that the media has handled it and the people are acting.
Right.
So he's got to go along with it.
Let's get back to Florida and when Ron DeSantis, our governor, who I know you like and you know his father, and I've had the opportunity to talk with Ron, and he has a delightful father as well. Do you think that Ron DeSantis should start opening up everything? Movie theaters,
yes.
Tattoo parlors?
Definitely. It's everything that's going to make this economy come back, Paul. This is not a trickle-down economy. And it's not going to be trickle-up either.
You're right.
We've got to come in and we got to make it happen.
Well, I mean, I would be in agreement just because I want to get back to the barbershop and get a haircut. It's grown down to the floor at this point.
If we're going
to
lose another 25,000 people, well, guess what? We're going to lose it no matter what. People are going to die every day. And these numbers are all enforced because everybody's dying. You can get hit by a freaking bus and you die to the coronavirus.
We're talking to Andrew the Master Barber, who has, by the way, the best barber shop in Tampa Bay. There is no doubt about that. And when you go in there, you guys, he's got a fairly new facility. How long have you been in your new facility, Andrew?
It was 2 years, Paul.
2 years. Wow, 2 years. Time flies. It's so beautiful, and you keep it so clean. So I can't wait for you to open up again. But I want to ask you a question about whether or not Donald Trump is starting to maybe turn, turn against his buddy, the Chinese president and China for what they did. It seems to me he's starting to say, you know what, we may have a little something we're going to have to do about China. What do you think?
Oh, I think definitely, and I think the American people ought to wake the rear ends up and start looking at every label they buy, because you know what? If we stop buying Chinese products, China's going under.
Do you think we should try to cancel a portion of our debt to them? Do you think other countries should think about that, considering what they did?
I would tell them, you're damn right, Paul. Of all the money we've lost trying to hurt our economy like this, 75% of the American people believe they did it. Oh, you have your so-called liberals. A lot of them say, oh, no, this was natural. It was, but the American people, 75% of them are turning on China. Now they're talking about, Tyson Meats was talking yesterday, oh, we're going to have a meat shortage because of this. Now, you know what? You guys let them buy the meat processing plants. How stupid are you?
Right.
I think it's no different than the medication. The American people were stupid to let all of this happen, Paul.
When all is said and done, do you think that this may result in more businesses moving back to the United States?
I sure as hell hope so, Paul. You know, the American greed has got to stop. The big corporations, well, we're going to get it done cheaper because we can make more money. Just like what Disney did. Did you see Disney? They had $1.5 billion to hand out to their shareholders when this pandemic started. And they laid off 100,000 people. Why don't you take this money from the shareholders, you know what, and take care of your employees? Because without those employees, you guys don't have no Disney World.
Right.
I can tell you this, I'll never go to Disney World again.
So all those people that work over at Disney World don't have jobs, but it's temporary.
Throughout the world, they laid out. It doesn't matter. You're still giving $1.5 billion to these shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of your employees, because these shareholders aren't going to get nothing. This is American greed, and it's got to stop.
But, you know, in the free market, you want to keep your good employees, as I am sure Disney wants to do. And so you will do the things that will keep them, even though you temporarily have to put them on the shelf, right?
Well, you know, Paul, a lot of these big corporations believe that everybody's replaceable.
I
used to work for industry years ago, and everybody's replaceable. It doesn't matter. You don't like your job, we got somebody else to fill it right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like the old days where the companies used to take care of their people, Paul. You're nothing but a number now and a parasite living off of them as far as they're...
Well, you seem to... but that's sort of the old, you know, I don't like big businesses because they don't care about the employees' philosophy.
Well, the big corporations used to care about their employees. I grew up in that time. I'm quite sure you remember that,
too. Sure, of course I do.
Okay, I remember.
I think there's some truth to that.
Well, I worked for DuPont Corporation for 13 years back in the 70s. To the early 80s, okay? And they used to take care of their employees. They had a family picnic once a year from the company. At Christmas time, they would give them bonuses. They took care of their people. Now they don't take care of nothing, Paul. It's all the bottom line, the shareholders.
Yeah.
That's got to stop.
Well, you make a good point. Although, in a free market, you want to keep good employees, and therefore you want to make them comfortable, make them happy, and all of the good things. You don't want to lose the people that are making you money. And it's a mutual admiration society, and you would think even today that that should be the case.
Yeah, it's not the case, Paul. I hear stories all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the stories all the time, believe me.
Yeah.
And like I say, this is something that has got to, we need to get rid of this American greed. There's enough money to go around for everybody, believe me.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to have top 10 people being the multi-billionaires of the country. I got a cousin that's a multi-billionaire, Paul, and it disgusts me that he did not do anything to help out anybody in this time of need.
But how do you know he
making
didn't?
Making more money.
How do you know he didn't? How
because
do you know?
I know my cousin, believe
okay.
me. No question about it. Guy's worth $3.3 billion. He makes $126 million.
Well, why don't you get on his good side? He could build you a couple of more barbershops, maybe.
Well, there is no getting on the good side of him. He is so overwhelmed with the greed, with the money, that he doesn't care about nothing.
Wow.
Okay.
Very interesting.
I mean, and it's just proof that the more you have, the more your greed comes in and the more you want.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever be that way.
You
know, just
no,
like
you
that
wouldn't.
Woman talking about Trump, oh, I didn't like his personality. Why don't you research the guy and see what his personality did to help out all the people that he did.
Actually,
before he was even president.
The people that have been around Donald Trump, the people that know him best, say that he's quite likable and very, very, he's a generous man, actually.
Yeah, but everybody opens their mouth, Paul. They all got something to say. They're all judges. Like I tell people, I'm not a judge, I'm a barber. You're going to have to answer the person above.
Yes.
I want to know what these people do, that they're all judges. I don't like this about him. I don't like that about him. Mm-hmm. Why don't you research what he did do?
Right. Right. Andrew, you make sense, my friend, and it's a delight to talk with you. And we're going to be back on Friday, and hopefully you'll be with us. We want to talk a little bit about what we're planning once things open up again over at your barbershop.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks, Andrew.
Sounds good. All right, Paul. You take care.
You too, my
Bye-bye.
Friend. There he goes, the Master Barber. We're going to take a very short break, Ed. Very short. And then we'll be back for our top 10.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The best barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They've got a beautiful new facility, but you'll still get the very best haircut from the very best hair cutters, and for a great price, too. Andrew's Master Barbershop is open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza, State Road 580 and Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
Are you looking for some great restaurants? For some great wines? Where are the great chefs? Listen to Dine Out Radio, heard every Wednesday on the Tantalk Radio Network. 12 to 1 p.m., we'll tell you where all the great events are. We'll have Food & Wine Magazine and Bon Appetit Magazine. We'll have their editors and writers on each month. And maybe we'll throw in a couple surprises. Check out the website, diningoutradio.com.
My bridge is all.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back.
Here she comes.
Here on a Tuesday on Freedom Works. By the way, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. on the great Tantalk Radio Network. And I wanted to mention that you can listen to our show anytime your little heart desires, because thanks to Big Ed, we've got our program on podcast. All you have to do is go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com, and look up at the top. You'll see the word podcast. And if you click on there, Ed's got our show on there. You'll see what the top 10 is. By the way, the top 10 may be one of our biggest, most favorite parts of the show. Plus, who our guest is and what the topic is. ourfreedomworks.com. Well, Ed, it's time for us to do... and I want to find out, Ed, as we do these, if you've seen any of these movies. But you know Rotten Tomatoes, right? You've heard of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes ranks movies. And the higher the percentage, the better the movie, right? These top 10 movies received a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. And so let's see between us if we've seen any of them, okay? So, again, top 10, according to Rotten Tomatoes, top 10 worst movies of all time. Here we go, number 10. That was a little slow on the drums, Ed. You got to be a little quicker.
I was thinking Stormy Daniels might be in one of those movies.
She might be. Now you might be right. You ever see The Homecoming, a 2009 movie?
No.
Okay. Fans of the, of the OC may have been thrilled to see the return of Misha Barton, but this not-so-scary horror about an ex-girlfriend who just can't let go made fans wish they had stayed home rather than seeing this one in the theaters. Okay. Number 9. One Missed Call, 2008.
No.
That ring a bell?
No.
This remake of the Japanese original, which revolves around a foreboding phone call, just didn't just miss the mark. It left critics rolling their eyes rather than cowering in fear. Number eight. Constellation, 2005.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't sound familiar? You wouldn't think a cast that includes Billy Dee Williams, Gabrielle Union, Hill Harper, and Zoe Saldana could ever fail you. But this movie is about an estranged family brought together by a death, and it felt more like a made-for-TV soap opera than an A-list drama. All right. Let's see. Where are we? Number seven. Killing Me Softly, 2003. How about that?
Isn't that a song?
Yes, it is. Do you think that the movie was based on the song?
For some reason, the title looks familiar as I'm looking, but
okay,
I don't know.
Do you know Heather Graham?
Yes.
Okay. Though this Heather Graham-led erotic thriller about an impulsive wedding and a regretful woman had a lot of potential, the banal dialogue and cheesy twist at the end made this one a hilariously bad movie that has to be seen to be believed.
I guarantee you all it was Heather Graham getting naked.
Yeah, probably right. So maybe it's worth it just for that. I don't know. All right, number six. Pinocchio. Well, I remember the original, you know, the cartoon. Do you ever see the Walt Disney Pinocchio?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is Pinocchio 2002. Did you see that?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing you did. Nobody asked for this Pinocchio live-action remake, and fans were left haunted by the hammy version of the classic kid's tale, which critics deemed far more creepy than charming. I could just imagine a real-life Pinocchio. That would be kind of creepy.
And it ruins your memory of the other
it
Pinocchio.
It does.
It's like when somebody does karaoke on your favorite song and ruins it.
Absolutely. You leave things like that alone. All right, number five. Derailed.
Mm-mm.
It was with Jean-Claude Van Damme. You remember him?
Oh, jeez.
He's made a lot of cheesy movies.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This was made in 2002. Van Damme may have major star power, but this pulpy, straight-to-video action flick about a special government agent, the biological weapons he must protect, and the terrorist group that tries to steal them is just too implausible to be enjoyed. All right. Number four. Ballistic.
No.
No? What's wrong with you, Ed? I thought you liked to watch movies.
I've weeded out the bad ones.
You probably
before
have.
I watched them.
Well, this is Ballistic X versus Sever, I guess. S-E-V-E-R or Seaver, 2002. You'd think an action flick about two former government agents going head-to-head in a battle for a deadly weapon would be pretty compelling. Not so much. Lucy Liu and Antonio Banderas were in there to ruin the film. All right, number three. Look Who's Talking Now, 1993 version.
That was a dud.
You are correct, sir. John Travolta and Kirstie Alley reuniting for this final installment of Look Who's Talking. And it absolutely stunk, just like a child's diaper, apparently. All right, number two. Problem Child, 1990. Did you see that one?
Sounds familiar, but I don't think I saw it.
John Ritter. Remember him?
Yeah.
Despite starring the late, great John Ritter, this slapstick comedy about a kid who looks like an angel and acts like a terror has way more problems than laughs. Mm. So there you go. All right, Ed, here we go. The number one worst. I mean, they're all bad. If you want to know the truth, I just took the 10 worst.
I've walked out of a few.
Mac and Me, 1988.
Is that a dog movie?
Looking for a bad E.T.? Then Mac and Me is for you.
Uh-huh.
If not, then you'll probably agree with a critic who called this a mercenary display of product placement and a bad advertisement for filmmaking. They have the worst looking E.T. you've ever seen. It's like a hand puppet.
Evidently, they scrimped in the art department.
They did.
The only movie I ever walked out of was one of the Friday the 13th movies where Jason was in the ground dead and lightning hit him and he came to life.
Well,
and said,
of course
that's
he's
going
to come to life. You knew he was going to come to life. That's the way it goes, my friends. All right. We'll be back on Friday. Stay safe and remember, freedom works.